You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm now joined by Elaine McGugan from RNIB's LGBTQ plus visually impaired group to talk about her experiences of the dating world. Elaine, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
First of all, can you tell us a bit about your sight loss, please?
Yes, I have severe sight loss. I was born 3 months premature. My eye condition is retinopathy of prematurity. They didn't know back in the day, in 1960, I was born to cover the baby's eyes. So unfortunately, the oxygen damaged my sight. So I have no sight in my left eye and I have very limited sight in my right eye.
So as mentioned in my intro, you're a member of RNIB's LGBTQ plus visually impaired people's group. Can you talk a bit about that, please, and the support that it has brought you?
During COVID, obviously, people weren't meeting up, but everything just came to a standstill. So RNIB, in their wisdom, decided to set up an LGBTQ group for visually impaired people, amongst many, many other outreach groups. So I happened to be looking through the Connect page and on Facebook and came across this rainbow and thought, wow, the rainbow flag. And I was just amazed. So I decided to look into this a wee bit further and discovered that, yes, they were setting up a UK-wide group on Zoom. So I decided to just, you know, go in and have a wee look, see what it was all about. And I was amazed at how many visually impaired LGBTQ plus folk there are out there, because you tend to think you're the only person, because it's very difficult being visually impaired, going out clubbing and going to different venues. Because for starters, a lot of people aren't aware of sight loss out there, you know, in the gay community, because not a lot of gay people tend to want to go, because it's difficult, you know, to negotiate around, because they're always, clubs are very dark and, you know, yeah. And, you know, it's just very, very difficult, logistically difficult. And then you would find people would shy away from you because, you know, they think because you're visually impaired that, you know, you're going to be looking for someone to care for you and that sort of thing, which I've heard that before from other visually impaired people, which is pretty shocking. So anyway, RNIB decided to start up this friendship group. And there are people from Scotland, England, Wales, Northern Ireland all come together once a month on a Tuesday morning between 11 and 12. And you can get that contact through RNIB. And on the third Wednesday of every month between 6:30 and 7:30. And again, you can get that contact through RNIB. Sometimes we would have a topic to talk about around LGBTQ issues. Other times it's just people come on and they talk about their day. They talk about, you know, their sight loss. And one thing can just lead to another in a conversation. And it purely is a friendship group. Now, in saying that, I'm 62 now and I never really... I mean, I wasn't looking for a relationship or anything. Well, I suppose for a long, long time, I just had given up on it because I thought there's no hope really out there for me. Mm. And through RNIB, I met this visually impaired woman who was on one of the groups from Northern Ireland. And we are now in a steady relationship and we've now been together about a year and a half. And it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, I mean, we are now spending our second Valentine's together this year, and she wasn't looking for anybody. I wasn't looking for anybody. And it just shows that if somebody's out there for you, you will eventually meet them.
Yeah, it certainly does. These things sometimes just happen by accident, but it does go to show that there is somebody out there for you. Have you got any advice for any queer VI people entering the dating world, or maybe in a situation like you where they're not really looking for anything? Have you got any advice for them?
Well, I would say contact your local LGBTQ groups. Like, for instance, in Northern Ireland, there's Rainbow Support Group, there's Cara Friend, and there's different organisations. We, as visually impaired people, have been tentatively going out and contacting these groups to make, you know, give them an awareness of us and visual sight loss, and, you know, because we want to be inclusive. within those organizations. It's a good place to start because it's very daunting just to go to a nightclub or a bar, you know, on your own. I wouldn't really advise that. It's not very safe anyway. So yeah, definitely get in touch with your local support LGBTQ plus group. There usually is one in every town where they have an advisory service.
Well, fantastic stuff. Elaine McGugan, thank you so much for your time here on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thank you. Pleasure.